What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Okay, so today's episode is going to be detailing a couple of red flags that not a lot of people talk about. It could indicate that you're dealing with a narcissist or at minimum a toxic person, y'all. First of all, y'all, the first red flag is lying early on. It's not maybe not the first date, but lying very early on into a relationship dynamic. It's absolutely a red, y'all. What am I red flag? Let me pull my, like, if y'all on my podcast, you're not going to see this. But if you're watching this on YouTube, this right here, y'all, lying early on. If you catch them in little white lies, they're not a little white lie at the beginning. Is a little red lie. It's a little red flag. Stop forgiving people for lying early on. If they lie to your ass early on, they'll lie to your ass later on. Why do y'all keep doing it? Like, I try to understand it. Like, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Why? Why the hell are y'all giving so many strangers the benefit of the doubt? They haven't earned it from you. It's a damn benefit. The benefit of the doubt. Lying early on is a damn huge red flag. You can't trust that person. If the foundations of relationships are trust and communication, you already violated both of those because they communicated. When they communicated, they lied to you, and lying breaks your trust. Already. It's like building a damn skyscraper with no bottom. You build a skyscraper on a hill. You know what I mean? On a slope. Why? Don't do that, y'all. Lying early on. If they lie to you early on, they will lie to you later on. I promise you that. Good God. They will. They will. My energy high right now too, y'all. They will absolutely lie to you later on. Stop believing. If they lie to you early on, cut them off. But I don't want to get them. Everybody lies here and now. Okay, cool. Deal with it. 5 years from now, you're going to wish you cut them off. Damn, I should have just left them alone when they locked them in the first date. When everybody told me I should have left them alone. I thought I was smarter and knew what I was dealing with and gave them a second chance. And now my life is over. Stop. Stop giving people the benefit of the damn doubt when they lie to you early on. I'm married, but we sleep in separate rooms. Stop. God, dude, y'all, I'm going to blow my, y'all make me blow a gig. y'all make me blow a damn gasket. Red flag number two, taking pics on the first date, like really, really cool, intimate pictures and things like that. Like y'all having a great time on the first date, posting kind of ominous pictures about wine glasses and things like that, or it seems like they want to let somebody know that they're out with you, but maybe not take a picture of you. Some people do take pictures of you and post them on the first date. Hey, first date went great. Looking to many more. Y'all think about that right there. Taking pictures of somebody you just met on a first date or just the scene, trying to make it seem like, ask yourself this question. Are they trying to make somebody else jealous by taking pictures of you or two wine glasses or two plates or two meals or at a dimly lit restaurant? Are they trying to make somebody else jealous? This is the first date, y'all. Are they trying to set somebody else? Are they trying? Ask yourself that question right there. A lot of people don't think about that. I just thought they were being friendly. I thought we had made a genuine connection. They thought taking pictures of me on the first date or the second date and put me on their social media, put me on their Instagram story, things like that. Put me on their Snapchat. Are they trying to make someone jealous? Are they trying to do that? Ask yourself that question right there, y'all. Really. Ask yourself, what is the purpose of them doing this? First date pictures, first date relationship statuses, I found the one. Things like that. Well, ask it first, second date, very, very early on. Very early on. I feel like pictures early on can be a huge red flag of toxic people because they could be trying to make somebody else jealous. Think about it like that. Is it always going to be the way? No. But I'm in my mind, when I take pictures with somebody early on, I've always had somebody else in mind that I wanted to see those pictures. You know what I mean? Not just family and friends. It's somebody else you have in mind when you're taking pictures early on. Think about that from now. When you go on first dates, second dates, whatever, and they're trying to take pictures of you or pictures of both your plates and things like that. I just feel like those are kind of bat signals right there. There's a smoke signals, like, you know, Morse code type stuff. Like they tapping on the desk right there. Early on, another red flag, y'all. Early on, them saying something like, I never felt this way about someone. Y'all, this is the second damn date. They keep talking about the connection y'all have is palpable. I have never felt this way about someone. You make my heart beat faster than anyone I've ever met. But they done been married like 3-4 times. Huh? Ask yourself that question. Like, when a narcissist or a toxic person says that to you, like when somebody says that to you on the first, second, third day out, early on, slow down, tap the brakes. Speed is the weapon of a narcissist. It absolutely is. Speed is absolutely the weapon of a narcissistic person. Moving too fast, y'all. How do we counteract that? Find a way to say no. If they want to take pictures on the first date, like, I'm not comfortable with that. If they say, why are you not comfortable with that? I'm just having a good time, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Y'all, they're pushing your boundaries early on. They're trying to violate your boundaries early on. That's kind of another red flag mixed into this. If you say no and they push against it, they're violating your boundaries. They're setting a precedence for the rest of the relationship, y'all. So moving too fast is a huge red flag. It just is, y'all. You can say no. Say no sometimes. If you have the inability to say no to people, you're going to get ran over for your entire goddamn life. I promise you. And I didn't say the G-O-D. I say G-A-T. Gat. Goddamn. You're going to get ran over for the rest of your goddamn life. I promise you. I don't know how to say no, though. Good luck with your life. Good luck living the life that you have right now, because you're going to get ran over top of. I promise you. And it's going to suck to watch you deteriorate into nothingness because you couldn't say the word no escape your vocabulary. You know what I mean? So another, like I said, that's how it goes right there, y'all. The word no escapes so many people's vocabularies. Another red flag that people don't consider right here, y'all. Moving too slow is also a red flag. Moving too fast is a red flag. Meeting the kids, meeting the family, meeting the friends, first, second, third date, a couple weeks into knowing each other, y'all, at a family function. That's red flag type stuff, y'all. It is. Moving too fast is a red flag, but also on the other end of it, moving too slow is a red flag. So yeah, y'all be surprised that so many people I've talked to have, you know, they move quickly in the beginning, but y'all don't hit the relationship milestones in a reasonable time. There's some people I talk to when I'm doing my Zoom calls and things like that that have been with this person for 3 years and haven't met their mom. They've been in a relationship for 2 years and haven't met any of their friends. 6 months in, have met no family members, no friends, and things like that. Most relationships have a steady pace of progress. It should feel comfortable. Okay, 3 months in, I'm meeting the parents. 2 months in, maybe you meet the parents 2 months in. Who knows? But 2 weeks in, that's too fast. A year later, the parents and nobody knows you exist. Are they hiding you from something? They don't post you on social media. Y'all don't get. Are they hiding you for a reason, y'all? Ask yourself this question. So many people are just, you know, you accept it because you're in love with this person. But moving too slow is a red flag, too. When am I going to meet your friends and family? We've been together a year. Whenever. Maybe the friends and family know something that you don't know. Moving too fast is a red flag. But moving too slow at a snail's pace in a relationship, like where they're non-committal to a relationship status or taking the next steps, maybe that's not a narcissist, but it could be a very, very toxic, manipulative person. Maybe it's not a narcissist, but it could be a very toxic person. Like, what are we? We've been dating for a year. What are we? We're just having fun. We're just doing our thing. You my boo. You know what I mean? One of my friends says that. One of my friends is a very, very highly narcissistic person. And he be liking these girls. And they be asking him. The relationship be moving at a snail's pace. He be moving fast to try to get them hooked. But then all other relationship dynamics move extremely slow. They'll ask him, like, so what are we? He'll be like, oh, you my boo thing. You my boo thing. And they'll try to leave him. And then all of a sudden, he's in love. No, I love you. I love you. You my boo thing. Boo mean love. I love you, boo. And then they leave him, and his feelings be hurt. You know what I mean? It happens a lot. But like I said, those are red flags, y'all. If you, like, trust your intuition. I'm going to do another longer video later on about this, y'all. But this is the last red flag I'm going to go over today is trusting your intuition and your gut, y'all. Yo, there are literally 7-8 billion people on this damn planet. There just is. I know all of them are not dating age and they're dating, you know, quality and things like that. But there are 8 billion people on this planet. 7-8 billion, I guess. Yo, if you feel something's red flaggish, if your intuition is telling you something, your gut is there to protect you, y'all. Your gut, your intuition, your gut keep you from jumping off a damn mountain when you go to the edge. If you go to the Grand Canyon and you put your feet on the edge and you look over, your gut and your intuition and your conscience are telling you, like, look, they're trying to protect you and tell you not to jump. Don't jump. We're going to damn die if you jump off this damn cliff. If you jump into the Grand Canyon, we're dead. Don't jump. And most times you listen to that, right? But when you're on a date and you get that same type of feeling, the don't jump feeling, why don't you pay attention to it then? Your body is a red flag. Your body is its own red flag. It can sense it. If your body is physically rejecting this person, but your heart is into it, your heart is just like, damn, you kind of sexy. You beautiful. You know what I mean? Well, you just damn near, you are a handsome ass person. You know what I mean? If your body is rejecting this person, like your intuition, your gut is rejecting this person, but your heart is still into it, like you're going to get tripped up, y'all. Trust your intuition. It's there to protect you. Don't go against your own intuition, because when you go against your intuition, you're going to end up getting hurt. You just are. That's just like factual data right there, y'all. You go against your intuition, you're going to end up getting hurt, and you're going to be mad as hell, and you're going to blame whoever. But you're not going to blame yourself. You're like, no, it's not my fault. But it, whose fault is it? You know what I mean? So y'all have to stand in your truth. Stand in your power, y'all. I'm going to do another longer video. This is going to be part one. I'm going to do another video sooner or later about more red flags as they come up in my mind, y'all. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. If you haven't already, like and subscribe to the channel. If you listen to this on podcast, you know, hit the thumbs up on podcast. Give me the 5 stars on Apple Music if you haven't already. Love the reading reviews and things like that. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental illness is out, y'all. I hear my Zoom call just clicked in. My Zoom meeting right now. So my Zoom person just clicked in. Thank y'all. I'm out. Peace.